Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the Neptunian navigator herself, Sandy Reavy.
Hi, what does that mean? I don't know where I'm going.
It is episode 294, the week of March 11th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have March 11th, Venus ingress Pisces.
Oh, pop the champagne.
March 17th, Sunday, Sun conjunct Neptune.
Now go to the temple.
And in talisman times, we have many talismans we want to share with you, and on the horizon, even more events that are exciting and upcoming. And in our house, Pisces birthday plans are still on the horizon, and listen into what Sandy's solar return has to share with us all. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, Neptunian navigator.
You know, it's today when we're recording this, has a lot of Mercury, Neptune in Pisces. You know, a lot of planets are going to come in and join the Neptune in Pisces. And Mercury is one of the first ones here. And it's really, you know, it can really touch the soul. At least it touches my Pisces soul. And I'm sure yours too. About having really sweet conversations. I've been crying a lot today for sweetness.
Right. Right.
I have to get ready for that because, you know, here comes Neptune. I'm a 29 degree Pisces sun. And here comes Neptune. For the first time in my life, I'll get Neptune on my sun. Some people will never get that in a conjunction. You already had that because you're
I did.
11 degree Pisces. But we'll talk about that in our house.
Right. Right. We're going to talk more about your solar return for this year. So again, thank you everybody for listening in to our podcast. It is wonderful to hear what you have to say. And I have a message here from Lynn, and this was a message to Sandy. Thank you so much, Sandy. I loved my reading with you. You're so good and so much fun. I just watched my recording and wow, I'm even more amazed. Thank you for being so incredibly awesome at what you do. You have such a beautiful way of teaching and explaining that has finally helped me understand my chart and my calling. So grateful for you and to have met you. I will look into your retreats and I'm interested in learning more about the check-in transits you've mentioned. Looking forward to following you on Instagram and wishing you a very happy, healthy, and fabulous solar return too. With love, joy, and gratitude, Lynn.
Yeah, we met Lynn at the I Can Do It event in Tampa last year.
Yeah.
And she, of course, it was in April and she had just had her birthday. So she was, I'm going to get with you next year for my solar return chart.
And there she is.
There she
is. She did it. That's awesome. Well, shout out to Lynn. Maybe we'll see you at the next I Can Do It. Who knows? But again, this is that type of community that we are talking about, that we are raving about. Join in on the I Can Do It. The Hay House shows are incredible. We love them. They are uplifting. They are inspiring. So if you need a little bit of that, it's Phoenix, Arizona in a couple of weeks. All right. So shall we move into the transits? It's a very short week.
Yeah, they're. Yeah, and I think it's all because, you know, Venus is going to into her exaltation place. Woohoo!
So today, if you're listening on time, March 11th, today, Monday, Venus ingresses Pisces.
This is around 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I call this pop the champagne. I mean, Woo-hoo! She made it. She made it. She made it to her exaltation location. It's kind of like she has arrived to the event that is honoring her. So
like a little parade.
Yeah. It's yeah. kind of like, whoop, here she comes, you know, flashing lights and the paparazzi. And here she walks in and she is here to be honored from on high. So mm-hmm. let the good times roll. She'll be here for about 3 weeks, which is so lovely because I'll get her in my Pisces sign this year. Not always is she in Pisces for one of our birthdays. Like she missed your birthday, but I think she was there last year for your birthday because she follows the sun or is ahead of the sun mm-hmm. where she is in the sky. Is she right. a morning star or an evening star? And she is indeed a morning star right now.
Right. And then we jump all the way from Monday to Sunday. Apparently, we're just trying to get closer to your birthday as soon as possible. So we have Sunday, March 17th, Sun conjunct Neptune, and they're both in Pisces.
And they're both at 27 degrees. So they're coming on to the very final degrees of the, not only the zodiac sign of Pisces, but the final zodiac sign is Pisces. So it's kind of trickled down all the way from the beginning of the zodiacal year, which is this like March 19th, March 20th, at a zero Aries. And it's now gone down all through all the 30s, all the signs, kind of like a pinball machine, right? And it's now reached 3 degrees away from the very bottom.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I was going to be in Bali during this time, but had to change those plans because of, you know, my family stuff, my mom.
Right. Just,
by the way, yeah. But I had written on that day that I was going to temple and that I was going to, you know, get our friend Koman to take me to about 4 or 5 temples. I wanted to experience this feeling because it's so close to my sun, as Neptune has never been there in this area for me as close as it is, as he's coming. So, you know, I can go there in my mind.
Right.
People can go into their sacred mind of imagination, listening to some music, lighting some incense, closing it up. It's kind of will remind you of a church setting, you know, because mm-hmm. incense, right. even my Catholic upbringing, you know, it's kind of like when I do my incense for making my talismans and summificating it, it's like, oh, this kind of brings you back to a sacred reverence.
Totally. Right? So, totally.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to go there in my mind and it's a Sunday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, it's St. Patty's Day. So it's, you know, go to the temple and then maybe you go to the green temple. And I don't.
We'll see. Yeah. Okay, so let's.
Do they make green wine?
No, but I've seen blue wine, which I was shocked at.
You know what? It's like looking for that when my dad was still on the planet. I'm like, you know, I always like to bring. When he was around, he and I are the only drinkers in our family.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he's gone, you know, but I used to go like, oh, this is a weird alcohol. This is a weird something. This is wherever I traveled. I would bring him a taste of wherever I was. And I looked for that blue wine and I couldn't find it. But I'm just going to add
food green wine to the list.
I'm just going to add food coloring to my glass of wine that day.
All right. Yeah, so let's,
again, this is, you know, this is Sun Neptune. So don't overdrink.
Don't dabble too much into it. Moderation is key.
St. Patrick's Day is going to have a wobbly kind of day, which then brings me to, I just shared with you that, that 90-second video.
Right. Right. Which I think we can link into our story. Or our house and share a little bit because that's why I called you the Neptunian navigator. So we'll talk more about that in our house.
Oh, getting it now. Can we share the video?
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, we could.
So let's move into talisman times where you have finished up 2 talismans. That is Friday, March 8th to successfully conclude a project.
This is the balsamic moon. So a balsamic moon says, okay, we're wrapping things up. What is finished? We've been on something long enough. This is This is the affirmation. My hard work, dedication, and persistence have paid off. I have contributed to something meaningful. That is worth celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, isn't that awesome? I mean, if you're coming to the end of the line somewhere, and this could even, I was even imagining when I was writing this and looking at this astrology, I was like, this could be like the final months of a pregnancy, right? It's kind of like, whoa, some hard work, some dedication and persistence, and you're contributed to something meaningful.
Right.
And it's worth celebrating. So I really like this talisman.
Mm-hmm.
And I made small beads. In some yellows and greens and purples, because we've got this moon making a conjunction to Venus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next talisman is Saturday, March 9th, to weave a beautiful tapestry of life.
And I call that a tapestry, but we can call it a tapestry.
Oh, tapestry. Sorry.
This is also the balsamic moon, but the moon here has moved from Aquarius, the day, you know, on that Friday, and now moved into Pisces, almost ready for that new moon. And so this is the balsamic moon, the moon in Pisces making a sextile to Jupiter, and Jupiter is in Taurus these days. And so there's a mutual reception here. So, and it's a, and there's a, optimistic, opportunity aspect here.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great one. And again, I love this, to weave a beautiful tapestry of life, because part of it you've already lived, right? And that's kind mm-hmm. of the balsamic moon. So it's like You're continuing on the storyline that happened on your birth moment, right? I am a vessel for divine wisdom. My heart recognizes kindred spirits while I expand my horizons and engage valuable lessons. Moon, Jupiter in mutual reception in the ninth mm-hmm. house and the 11th house. So we had to bring in some wisdom from the divinity. We had to bring in some heartfelt kindred spirits while we expand Jupiter, the horizons, engage in valuable connected lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the 11th house. And the ninth house. So love this one.
Yes. So the upcoming talismans, we start off with Tuesday, March 12th, to acquire all good things.
So as soon as we hear to acquire all good things, this is not the first one I've made, and it won't be the last one I've made to acquire all good things. This is the third lunar mansion. And when the moon gets to a third lunar mansion, which is a really short amount of degrees, from about 25 degrees of Aries to about 8 degrees of Taurus. When the moon is in that area of the sky, it's in the third lunar mansion, and it's to acquire all good things. So all material goods come my way. I reach out to receive all that I desire in moderation, in gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
And here the moon is at the top of the chart. Within that, those degrees I just gave you. So again, these sell fast because it's just about acquiring all beautiful things that mm-hmm. I desire.
And I like that you say in moderation, because of course that is a very ethical way to acquire all good things.
Yeah. It's right? Not gimme. I demand. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I love this one. Right.
And then so the next.
This is a new moon. This is a new moon.
Right. And the next one is Sunday, March 17th, to be a harbinger of peace. This is a new word for me, kind of like tapestry.
Harbinger of peace. I know you had to like Google it because you thought I was making up another word. Right? I saw you Googling it. To see if I was pulling something out of my head, out of my Pisces Mercury, but I learned a new word, to be a harbinger of peace. My heart is a sanctuary where compassion blooms. I offer solace to those in need, and in doing so, I heal myself.
I do like this one a lot.
This is Moon in Cancer, trining Venus in Pisces. So this is you know, moon is in rulership in Cancer, making a trine the most harmonious water to water. Venus is in her exaltation, and this is incredibly fertile. This is a fertile, blossoming, building something, growing something. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why, you know, it's about bringing in comfortability and peace, a harbinger of peace.
Yeah. And then I will make the announcement that we still have our Talisman of the Month for March available. That is to widen and broaden my social network. Whether professional or personal, my efforts perform well by inviting many interested people into my ever-growing group. We have fun. This is Moon in Pisces, sextile Jupiter in Taurus. And if you're looking to broaden that social network, if it's that next step of acquiring new friends, new followers, new community, this is a wonderful talisman. And it's on sale. And with a shipping discount.
And, you know, you just mentioned the moon in Pisces making a
sextile to Jupiter and Taurus.
That's another mutual reception.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's a beautiful one. You know, it's always talisman making magic is really finding the beautiful connections between the planetary sky. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when a planet is in its place where he or she prefers to be, the moon has to be in a beautiful connecting. The moon is what brings the energy down to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I love that one. That one needs to, I need to activate that for someone.
Mm-hmm. So let's move on to the horizon where we just finished, or we're going to be finishing up our eclipse season webinar. So if you are not on our Patreon, make sure to get over there. You can get a free trial where Sandy and Susan are going to be talking about the eclipse season for this year, as well as readings 1 on 2. Available after 7 p.m. after the webinar. So very interesting stuff that is going to be coming up on the horizon with these eclipses. And we'll explain all of that over to you, as well as possibilities of going even deeper into your own personal chart to see how this is working for you.
And I want to make a comment about that. We had stopped doing that last year. Right. Susan was working on her book, still is working on her book.
Mm-hmm.
But we had stopped that. And interesting that we're putting that back together for this year. So anytime we're doing a webinar, which is about every other month on a Wednesday, I think it's the third Wednesday of each month or every other month.
The second. Second Wednesday.
Oh, you know what? It is the second.
Mm-hmm.
That we're opening up not just the Patreon group, but everybody to the possibility of getting with Susan Goodell, the financial astrologer, and me.
Right.
To take a look at anything, but basically taking a look at how this eclipse season is affecting you. What right. house is going through? Is it hitting one of your natal planets, you know, do you have a 5-degree Libra or a 19-degree Aries, something? You're going to want to know how to effectively navigate this forward.
Yes. Don't forget that March 23rd to the 25th, we have our Hay House I Can Do It show. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. If you are around the area or you're willing to make the quick weekend trip, we would love to see you over there. Also, March 27th, we are having a free online event. This is the Jupiter Uranus Lucky Breaks chat, where Sandy's going to be educating you a little bit more on what this Jupiter Uranus transit is going to be ushering in. And if you want more information, that link is coming very, very shortly. So hold tight.
Yeah, this is a big deal. This is what all the astrologers are talking about, is this Jupiter coming up to conjoin Uranus. And of course, it's the first and only time that in our lives that will occur in Taurus. So yeah, if you have any planets in any of the fixed signs that, and I do, and you have a rising sign sitting right there. So, you know, very interesting to find out who in your family or who in your, or you have something that gets activated, because there's a big shift. There's a shift coming. That's what this is. It's a lucky break. It's an excitable moment. It's a surprise. It's a situation that may create a little bit of undoing the old in order to start doing the new.
Mm-hmm.
So this is rare. And so what I'm also doing after I do this free event and talking about it, I'm also opening up, I think it's 4 talisman times in April that are that hold this energy with right. A really nice moon. So I'll have that up. I have the dates already. They're just not online. And you can be part of this. I'll have the intention set up. You write the affirmation. You pick your colors from a choice that I do. You can pick large bead, small bead. And the cost of this is $333. So it's a bit discounted.
It's a savings from the personal intention bracelet. And it's very similar to a personal intention bracelet, especially if this transit is speaking to you.
Especially because I already have the time set.
Mm-hmm.
So you pick which time. And again, first in gets first pick of the aspects that it's making. But it's all going to be the same aspect of the Jupiter or Uranus, but the moon, it'll be in a different house. It'll have a bit of a different connotation every
day. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, we have our Greece retreat in September, our Egypt retreat in October. And if you are interested in joining us for any retreat, remember you can schedule a free 15-minute call with Sandy to ask whatever questions you have and to just to see if any of the retreats are a good fit for you. And then we're finally at the end of this episode. I feel like it's a quick one, but in our house, welcome in. It is birthday season here, since we have 2 Pisces coming at you. We're going to listen in to a little bit of Sandy's solar return. But also before we do, we had mentioned earlier in the episode about the Neptunian navigation of this this beautiful video. It's heartfelt. It's sad. But especially with this like Mercury Neptune recent transit, it's speaking very loudly.
I mean, we're gonna get the Mars Neptune, we're gonna get the Venus Neptune, we're gonna get the Sun Neptune. Like, these are all coming up all in Pisces, because that's where Neptune is. And I'm really feeling that, because Neptune is at 27. And I'm a 29, so Neptune will be on my sun by the time we get to May, and it'll stay there retrograding back and forth until next year. So I have to be ready for a huge amount of selfless love, of compassion, of spiritual awareness, and I want to say readiness. I don't know why that word's coming really clear right now. Ready, spiritual readiness. But that I'll feel like I'm wearing my, you know, my heart or my Kleenexes in my sleeve, because I have to have them ready. I already feel this, where I feel like I've cried twice today already, not in a bad sense, not because I'm sad, but because things are touching.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. It's just the season here. But I was talking to one of the clients and somebody that goes on retreats with us, and her daughter's an actress in LA. And she said, and I said, oh, has your daughter done anything lately? And she goes, oh yeah, let me show you what she just did. And she sent me this 90-second clip.
It's like almost like a commercial or like a public service announcement.
It's not nine. Is it 90 seconds?
I don't think so. I think
it's a minute and a half, whatever that is.
Right.
So that's 90. It's not 90 minutes.
No, anyway. It's
a minute and a half. Oh my God. Why was I?
It's 90 seconds.
I couldn't figure that out.
It seems so much longer because they're like the gravitas of this video is it's touching, you know, and it's got that Neptunian aspects to it. So it's a public service announcement, and she does such a really wonderful job that we wanted to share it here on the podcast. So I'm not going to, you know, ruin anything, but like notice the heart pulls in this PSA announcement. I think she did a fabulous job really reaching those depths.
Yeah. And, you know, if we think about the addictions and the escapisms that Neptune and Pisces, I mean, Neptune alone brings, but in Pisces is a double dose of all that we want to hide from. Right. Mm-hmm. So again, it's Neptune is not the non-reality, right? Saturn is the real deal. That's the check mark, right? He's the police officer, right? But Neptune is the like, whatever, come say, come saw, it doesn't matter, right? But we have to put some Saturnian limits there.
Right. Discipline, self-discipline it goes a long way. Especially
those,
in those areas.
Yeah. So anyway, I did send it to all the ladies from our Greece retreat, and they're all watching it and responding. So yeah, thank you. It was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. And so I know you spoke briefly on your solar return. Is there anything else that you're particularly excited about for the next trip around the sun?
Well, one thing, at 67 years old, everyone's going to go through an eighth house year.
Mm-hmm.
This is on the annual perfections. And so I got there a year ago. An eighth house, you know, it's not an easy house to spend 1 year in. And we all
death and taxes.
Death in taxes and other people's money and debt and fear and abandonment. And but it also has the theme of going deep, going into the truth of a matter and finding some psychological, say, coaching or, you know, that's why I'm studying Tarot. Cause you know, it was like, okay, I've got Neptune coming on my son is in the eighth house. So I need to develop a new, kind of, a practice. I need to expand my practice somehow. Mm-hmm. It's esoteric practices. That's eighth house, right? The metaphysical, the which some people would call the voodoo or the dark arts, right? Eighth house, you know, it's the dark spaces. It's, you know, it's where Hades lives, you know, it's the underworld. And that's why it's kind of feared. The eighth house is death and taxes. What do they say? You know, the only thing you have to do before you die, well, is die.
No, the only two constants.
Oh, that's what it
was. Two constants in life are death and taxes.
Yeah. So I'm moving from that eighth to the ninth. Woo! And the ninth house has that the power of higher wisdom, higher schooling, travel, international travel, cultural knowledge, the philosophies, the philosophers. It's really about growth.
Right. So
I'm really excited. But my time lord will be Mars. So it does have this effect of, all right, Sandy, go after what you want. Go get them. Mm-hmm. Right.
Be the warrior princess for your dreams and the international travels you have.
It's to be Athena and use the strategy of using energy purposefully, you know, to be successful, not necessarily to win because you're stronger, you have better tools, you have a stronger force. You know, it's the beauty of Athena. But the key thing for me that I'm watching is the Jupiter Uranus hasn't formed yet, but it's sitting right on my Venus and making a square to both my ascendant and my descendant. You know, I'm wondering what this brings in for me of a, I mean, is this about my career, but is this about a relationship? So, you know, Uranus is making Uranus and Jupiter are making this square to both how I'm seen and who I'm dealing with. So that looks like it's about to change in a lucky way. We'll see. Everybody will watch that. I'll be talking about that.
Of course, everyone's going to be watching that. Well, I think we've reached the end of our episode. So I want to thank everyone. Thank you so much for sending in your feedback, your reviews. Keep them coming. They are our soul food. Again, happy birthday to all you fellow Pisces out there. We are excited to get back to you next week. So have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Yeah, everybody. Bye.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story.